High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Carrie, and I'm excited for the theme. So you guys know that I talked about that I would have a theme for each month that I'm going to do the podcast. And for the month of March, I chose chiropractic. The reason why I chose it is because I feel like it's definitely one of the foundations that you need for health. And I also have a very powerful story when it comes to chiropractic. I also have my husband on this podcast as well, because as you guys know, he is a chiropractor, local chiropractor here at Better Life Chiropractic, and he specializes in pediatric extremities, sports. He also does stem wave and laser and a bunch of different stuff. So I felt like he could add some good commentary to this very topic. But you guys know that I got to add some things here. I got to add some charism. I got to add some vibe, and I got to add, you know, just get the juices flowing. So let's get some glorious rolling, because we're going to talk about some glorious things today with chiropractic. One of my favorite songs by Macklemore. Everyone knows it. You know I'm back like I never left. Another sprint, another step. I think a lot of people think chiropractic is just back pain, but in this whole month, you're going to find out that it's actually so much more and how freaking glorious it's going to be. I can sleep when I die, want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the ride and shit, I'm straight. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Get up my way. I heard you die twice. And also, I want you to know that my story is incredible. And if it wasn't for chiropractic and the healing, I don't know if I'd even be here on this podcast. So, yeah, let's listen to the lyrics. The theme of this song is coming up for us. I want you to listen to the lyrics. That's it, feeling glorious. And once you hear my story, you'll know why I picked that song. So I'll just start by saying that I love chiropractic, and it's probably one of the foundational principles that I always ask clients that I work with. So are you seeing a chiropractor? And the reason why is because I actually had to learn the hard way that your spine and nervous system controls your entire body. And so I'll date you back. I think this was around August of 2010, I had like 6 to 8 month old baby. I had a toddler, and I had such an excruciating migraine that wouldn't go away. And I'm not saying it's not just a migraine. I was constantly vomiting. I was so sick. I couldn't sit up. Every time I'd sit up, I would feel super dizzy and my head would just pound and pound and pound. And the thing is it just came on all of a sudden. It wasn't like I had even a progression of feeling sick or whatever. It was just one day I literally couldn't get out of bed. This caused me to lose massive weight. And if you guys know me in person, I'm a very already tiny person. So I think I dropped down to about 79 or 80 pounds because I couldn't keep food down. And the moral of the story is I kept going to different doctors and I kept telling them, you know, something's severely wrong with me. What can I do? And of course, all of them gave me painkillers. But here's the funny thing is the painkillers that they gave me honestly wouldn't even touch it. Sometimes it would take the edge off, but I would still feel this underlying pain. And it was so excruciating. I don't know if I can even describe the type of pain I was in. I was in so much pain, you guys. I literally was like, if I have to live like this, then I don't want to live, because that's how in pain that I was. The pain was getting so bad that I was losing my vision. I couldn't see clearly. So you can imagine too, I'm breastfeeding. Luckily I produce so much milk, so I was able to feed the baby with the pumped milk, but nothing was working. Finally one night my husband's like, I'm just going to take you to the emergency room because it was just getting so bad. And I was just, I can't quite remember. I think I was crying and just moaning and achy. Yeah. And you know,
That point, I was also in the first year of chiropractic school.
Yes.
And they're giving us all the worst case scenarios. So we'd just gone over a classic sign of spinal meningitis, which is called nuchorigidity. You bend the head up, your feet kick up, and Carrie's headaches were so bad, and the pressure and the stress on her spinal cord, she was starting to show some of those signs. And so I was like, yeah, let's get to the emergency room, figure out what's going on, or if there is these bad issues going on.
Yeah. And you guys, I just remember it was such an orc, because like then we had to drive our children over to a friend's house, drop them off. And I just remember my friend coming out to talk to me, and I literally just like rolled down the window and my head just flopped down. And I literally, she said I was like a dead fish. Like she was so worried about me. And I just told her like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so sick. Like, you know, please take care of my babies. Like, I know it sounds bad, you guys, but I thought I was like dying or something. You know, I was so sick, and no doctor. I went to doctor after doctor, and all they kept saying was, oh, this is just a really bad headache. Oh, this is just really bad headache. I'm like, a headache for a week? Like, this type of a headache for a week? Like, I don't think this is normal. And so long story short, my husband had to get a wheelchair to wheel me into the emergency room, because I literally at this point was so weak that I could not walk. I was so feeling so sick. And when he wheeled me in there, of course, you know, they put me on the bed in the emergency room. And then, you know, it was like right away, they're like, oh, meningitis is going around. So she probably definitely has meningitis. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, meningitis, is kind of scary. And there are different strains of meningitis, and we don't need to like go over that, but they wanted to give me a spinal tap just to make sure. And if you guys don't know what the side effects of a spinal tap are, the side effects, one of them is a severe headache. So you guys, after I had my spinal tap done, I literally was in even more pain, excruciating. I was moaning, I was crying. I was like, my head was just pounding, and I don't even know the words to say, just like literally at the brink of like, what's happening to me? This is not normal. I feel terrible. No painkillers are working, you know? And what do you guys think happened? It came back clear that I didn't have meningitis, and they literally gave me some more, did they give me a steroid or something too?
No, I don't think
so. I know they gave me two different things. Anyway, so
sent us home to sleep it off.
Yeah, they sent us home, and they just said, you know, sleep it off, try and get some food down. At this point too, I wasn't able to put that much food down, and I was sipping on broth, you know, ice chips and different things. And yeah, I was just at my wit's end. And then one of my friends called me, and she said, you know what? I know Christian's not deep in chiropractic school. He doesn't know how to adjust. He doesn't know this, but you should really go out to this chiropractic office. And it was actually in Walcott, which is like a 20-30 minute drive from where we were in Iowa. And she's like, just go out there. So I call and I kind of said what was going on. And they were like, okay, come out right away. I'll never forget this. I was getting so cold because I was losing so much weight. I was literally starting to shiver now. Just so sick, like literally thinking I'm dying, you guys. And I'm not joking, like on how sick I was. So my husband wraps me in a blanket. Oop, I set the microphone, sorry. So my husband wraps me in this blanket like a baby. I kid you not. And at this point I couldn't walk or anything. And again, I was just like a dead fish. He put me in the car and we drove out to this chiropractic office and he brought me in literally like a dead fish. Laid me on the table and he's just like, my wife is so sick. We've been to every doctor. I don't know what's wrong with her. And I was even like, too, I'm in so much pain. And, this is literally like when the shift happened, but it didn't happen right away. So the saga continues is that this chiropractor is like, well, you're going to have to stand up and I'm going to have to x-ray you to see what's going on. Cause I feel like, you know, with how rigid and your nervous system is acting, like you've got some serious stuff going on. And I just looked at him. I said, there's no way that I could stand. I said, I can't stand up. And he's like, well, we're going to have to try. And I remember he took two people back with him and it took two people to lift me up to keep me standing so they could x-ray me. Right after that, I vomited all over his office. And so these two people were cleaning that up and then they got another person to carry me back in to the patient room. Is that what you call it?
I helped get you back in from
the x-ray. From the x-ray.
Got back into the treatment room.
He lays me down and anyway, we didn't have the scans don't come back till the next visit. So we didn't have the, is that right? Or did we have him? I can't remember if he got him back
right away.
Did he got him back right away? Okay.
He just had to wait for the film to process because he didn't have a
digital machine. Yeah, and maybe that's what it is. It felt like forever because, again, you guys, I'm still in tons of pain. I'm still not able to eat. I still feel really weak, really fatigued. My vision's going, you know, I'm still just very sick, not feeling well. And granted, you guys, I want you to know that I was considered like a healthy person. I was lean. I was working out. I was teaching fitness classes like I was always ate really healthy. You know, I was doing like all the things that from the outside that you could think of to be healthy. So that's why I was like, what is going on? You know, and I was thinking like I maybe have some sort of chronic disease or I have something I was born with that's just now manifesting that I'm, you know, really sick or have something degenerative that's happening in my body. That's, you know, what's going through my mind at this point. And anyway, what we ended up finding out is that my second boy was almost 9 pounds. And when he was born, he tilted my husband might help me out with some of this verbiage, but it tilted my sacrum to about a 45 degree angle. And then my neck, my upper cervical, I don't know, probably from even working out or anything. So
your sacrum has a distinct correlation with your atlas. So up at the atlas being that first vertebra right underneath your skull, your sacrum has ligaments and attachments that hold the dural sac. And this dural sac goes around your whole spinal cord all the way up. And it's held tight up at your top of your brain stem or up at the base of your skull and your atlas. So a 45 degree tilt, the massive angle her sacrum was moving, was creating tension, pulling and creating problems with her atlas. So that first vertebra on her neck, where your brainstem is going right through it. And that was creating all of her massive headaches. And then beyond that, one of the functions of the sacrum as you move, it actually helps stimulate and circulate your spinal fluid around your spinal column. So you have this massive combination of problems causing headaches. First off, the major, what we call as chiropractors, a subluxation or that misalignment of her first vertebra in her neck, then her sacrum not moving correctly. We're not getting that flow of cerebral spinal fluid. Then, because we were panicked and wanted to rule out the worst case scenario, we did that spinal tap, and hey, that made everything worse. So she's just in this bad situation, everything created because, well, started because Porter was, our second son was a big baby. He broke his collar. I mean, he broke his collarbone on the way out. He had,
he was like a week and a half overdue.
Quite a bit of traumatic issue just with even his birth. So,
yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the saga of the story. And then he told me, I'm going to give you your first adjustment, but he's like, you're in just bad shape. He's just like, you literally have so much tension going on in your upper cervical and that misalignment in your sacrum. It's just like pulling tension. And this is why, like, you're so sick. You can't eat. Your vision's going. And, you know, he was telling me this is going to take a while to correct. So don't expect, you know, and I just told him, like, look, if I could at least sit up and if I could just ease the pain just a little bit, because no painkillers are touching this, you know. And then I remember he gave me my first adjustment and I actually was able to sit up without vomiting, you guys, or feeling super nauseous. Cause that was why I would vomit, is because when I'd sit up, I'd feel super nauseous and dizzy, in my head. And I was like, wow. And I thought to myself, and I think this was a very much testimony for Christian, cause he was just going through chiropractic school. I was thinking, wow, this dude just healed me with his hands. Like, he just did something amazing and now I feel better. And, you know, he just kept telling me, look, this is chiropractic. This, I'm not doing anything. He's like, your body's actually doing the healing. I'm just removing that interference that you have and I'm getting you back in alignment. And so, you know, every time I'd thank him, he would be like, no, it's not me. You know, this, your body's actually doing this healing. I just am removing the subluxation so your body can heal and fix itself. And I mean, I think my husband can attest to that, that it was kind of his first testimony of like, wow, chiropractic is so amazing. Like, and you guys, it didn't happen overnight. Okay. Like, I was only able to put down smoothies. I remember having some underlying pain. My vision slowly started to come back a little bit. And I had to go back for, I think, a series of like 16 to 18 adjustments because with my sacrum being out as long as it was, because I think the baby reporter was about 6 or 8 months old with me teaching, you know, it had gotten stuck there for a while. And I think my husband can elaborate like what happens when, you know, why didn't I feel pain at first? Or like, you know, it was out of alignment for so long, but I felt fine. You know, nothing was going on. I was healthy, teaching classes. And I think sometimes we don't realize how much structural, because we know the, you know, three things that cause these toxins, traumas and thoughts. Yes. Thoughts, traumas, and toxins is that, you know, I had some trauma that I didn't know about. And then, you know, all of a sudden it manifests into this.
I think
literally, you guys, I thought I was going to die. And I don't even think I can explain over a podcast how I was feeling. You had to like see me. I mean, my husband was even like, she's in agony. I don't even know what to say. And I don't think he likes me. I didn't even like seeing myself like that. And, you know, thinking like, oh, I might die, leave my boys, my family. And so I always say that chiropractic was like my savior. And this is why, well, I shouldn't say that. Isn't that like kind of anti-God or whatever? Oh. Whatever. Anyway.
Chiropractic helped.
Yeah. It's kind of like my.
For you. It's not anything wrong with saying that for it.
Yeah. But it's like, it was such a blessing to me because I didn't realize that something so simple, again, just like I was talking about my other podcast, it was so simple. And I was thinking to myself, why didn't any other doctor ask me about that? They didn't ask me about my birth. They didn't ask me about my history. Like they didn't, you know, and right away when I was telling him my, like Christian was telling him, what do you call this client intake form or something? Just, the history.
Consult, just given the history.
Yeah. Out what's he was like immediately, oh, I bet this happened when she gave birth to Porter. And it's been like this for a while. And so I had this underlying thing, but you guys, again, I was healthy.
I think as well, our culture is to push through things. And, as well at that time, yeah, I was in schools in the first year of school. And anyone knows like first year of medical school, chiropractic school, it's kind of information overload. And at the same time as well, we did have our second child who himself from this birth had his broken collarbone. He had torticollis or wry neck, an issue with his neck because of the birth trauma. And He was a big baby. He got stuck on his way out. And it was just a traumatic birth. And so we were working to take care of him. And in a stressful situation, our body does amazing things to compensate for major problems. And it can only do that so long. And it reaches that breaking point where it can't handle it anymore. The nervous system gets overwhelmed, and then the muscles can spasm, lock up. They start trying to figure out how to adapt to the situation. And yes, it gets to that breaking point for you where Carrie got to.
Yeah. And I think for a while there, you know, I was thinking like, oh, we got Porter's torticollis fixed by chiropractic. We weren't even thinking about me and maybe what it had done to me because he was such a big baby. And so, you know, we were ruling out all these other things that we thought, you know, like I was even thinking that maybe I had a brain tumor or, you know, something of that sort, but like test after test and medication after medication is not working. And then all of a sudden I go to this amazing chiropractor, you know, and we haven't talked to him in years. Dr. Burt is his name. Yeah. And He literally healed me, you guys. And I literally, I know that my body did this. Your body heals and fixes itself. But he helped remove that subluxation that I had. And yes, it took a while. And yes, I had to be persistent. I had to go in every day. And that wasn't easy with two little toddlers. But I did because I knew it was worth it. And I knew the first adjustment that I had, you know, I could sit up without feeling nauseous. Like something was happening inside my body. And I think that my husband can elaborate on kind of what happens when we're actually adjusted and the body comes back to homeostasis is that healing process too of what was taking place in my own body.
It's the biggest change is first off getting the nervous system to respond correctly. As you have that chronic stress on your nervous system, just like a caveman, you're doing everything you can to fight to survive. And then you take that pressure off and immediately you're allowing to create some balance with your nervous system. And then as you do that, the muscles, they're still fighting, trying to figure out how to memorize and adapt to what you've been doing for over the last series of months, as it was for Carrie, or oftentimes people that have been doing for years and years. And so these muscles that have memorized and tried to adapt to the wrong thing are pulling back and trying to go back to where they were, or they've actually shortened because it's been so long. So it is a series of adjustments to help get the body to not only accept that adjustment, but also allow it to stabilize and hold that adjustment. And then when you have that stress off, you're allowing the nervous system to create balance. You're allowing things to control and heal itself, which is the most amazing thing about chiropractic, is literally the goal of an adjustment is just to allow that nervous system to function its optimum. And then amazing things can be healed and take care of themselves because our brain is amazing and our own innate intelligence can heal and repair our body.
Yeah. And I also think that maybe they need to understand, isn't it the autonomic nervous system versus the, because I think.
So your autonomic nervous system is your sympathetic and your parasympathetic nerves. These are the nerves that control your blood vessels, your organs, your glands, control your adrenals, your hormones. All these things are being controlled through these autonomic nerves, but they branch off two major parts. You have your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight part of your nervous system. And you have stress on your nervous system. It responds to that stress by automatically going to that fight or flight mode, just like I was saying, the caveman doing everything it can to survive or defend itself. And when you have that turned all the way on, your parasympathetic, your resting, healing, repairing part of your nervous system can't function correctly. It's be like trying to drive your car with the gas pedal pushed all the way down and using the brake at the same time. It's not going to work. So there has to create this balance. And by allowing that stress to get off to the nervous system, you're simply allowing the body to take its foot off the gas pedal.
So in my situation, it was probably that my parasympathetic nervous system started going haywire, right?
Yeah,
and it just couldn't get balanced. And that's why I was expressing all of these symptoms, right? And I think that's the important thing to talk about, the symptoms, is that when I was going to the doctor, I was like, okay, I have this, 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 and this, you know, and they were doing these little check marks. Oh, this, this, and this, then it's probably this. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, this, this, and this. Oh, you probably have this. I'm like, give me something here. Like, I'm in so much pain. Where it was like, it was a little bit different with chiropractic is that they took this whole, and you know, I remember him asking me the questions and I remember thinking, does he know how much pain I'm in? Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, these are a lot. But I think that initial thing of him knowing all those things about me, he was able to do the diagnostic things so much better and do the things. And I think that's, and not that we're bashing on medical, but I think that's the really big gap that we have between what chiropractors do and how essential it really is for your health.
I think it becomes an easy trap, even as a provider, as a chiropractor, to want to help that person feel better right away and only focus on those symptoms because you're trying to help get them feel better. And I think many providers easy to fall into that trap in that, hey, I just want to get you feeling better. Maybe we'll give you this drug. Maybe we'll do this. But Dr. Burt, he was able to look into the history. I mean, she had horrible headaches. Why was his intuition going to look at x-raying her pelvis? You know, unless he knew the history, knew understanding, hey, we need to see what happened from this birth trauma to your pelvis and how that relates to what's happening with you now is the big question that he was able to dive into and answer rather than just saying, hey, let's look at your neck. Let's see if there's major congenital issues or issues that are causing your headaches or issues we could go into there and, hey, let's adjust your neck and just go after that because, hey, that could be causing your headaches. Instead of actually looking at the underlying issue in her history.
Yeah, and I think one of my favorite quotes, I was going to look it up really quickly, but it says, chiropractic's like the best health insurance or something, or how does it go? Pays the dividends well or something.
Oh, I know the quote, but
yeah,
no, it's not coming
and
to.
You guys, I really feel like it is the best health investment that you can do for your health. And here's the deal. It's not just if you have a chronic problem like me, and I want to go over that really quickly. So just like, you know, I guess the analogy of like, you know, brushing your teeth or going to the dentist, you know, you wouldn't just not go for a long time. Like you always have to be getting this maintenance. It's the same thing with your spinal cord, you guys, or your nervous system. Like it needs its tune up just like
there's
a car.
So many things to look at there. I mean, for example, if your spine's not moving right, for any joint in your body that's not moving right, it's going to start having problems. Motion is lotion for your joints. So if your spine's not moving right, you're going to start getting degenerative issues. And that's not even looking at your nervous system, how it's adapting, what's going on, how is it getting stressed? Is your sympathetic nervous system overstressed like we just talked about with the gas pedal pushed all the way down, not able to put the brakes in? Or even beyond that, I mean, there's so many studies. There's a study that they did in New Zealand where they just looked at patients that consistently went and got chiropractic care. They found those patients saved 69, close to 70% on their overall health expenses. And then they broke it down into they had 50% less use in medication. They had 80% less surgeries in their lifetime. Yes, we all look at the cost and see all that, but what's the underlying issue? What's the quality of their life? How are they able to actually live if they're not spending every day in the doctor's office? And why are they able to do that? Well, because they're enabling their own nervous system to function its best. When you don't do that, you create this environment that there's a lack of control, lack of healing, and then there's going to be a breaking point like Carrie reached.
Yes, and we actually don't want that breaking point because I feel like I caught it really early because of the manifestation of all that happened to me. But, you know, we see patients in the office that have chronic issues for years and years and years. And then they're like, oh, well, why am I not better in a day? You know, or why am I not better in a week? And it's like, well, you've had this issue for so long. And I just think the main point I wanted to get here is share with you my chiropractic story, but also just let you know that just like Hippocrates says, and you guys know I'm a yoga instructor. And when I teach the spinal series in my yoga class, I always say that like, if we want the most innate good health, Hippocrates said that we have to look to the spine for ultimate health. And I really feel like he was talking about chiropractic and all that it can do for you. I was trying to look up, I have this one quote, that's, of the nervous system and just how good it is, but I can't find it right now. But just know you guys that if you're not seeing a chiropractor, I would encourage you to. Obviously, if you're local, my husband works at Better Life Chiropractic. There's always lots of good promotions going on. And you know, make that investment for your health. And, you know, it's not just for adults. It's not just for people who are injured. It's from babies to all the way to elderly. We always want our spinal and nervous system working at peak potential is what I say, or optimally. And yeah, I feel like, you know, I haven't shared that story in so long, and my heart was beating so fast because I just remember. And you guys, think about where my life would be, or I even think about what would have happened if there was just still like no answers. And I feel like how many people still have that? They still have no answers, and they're going from here to there and trying to find these answers when really it just comes back to our nervous system and keeping our nervous system in check and, you know, keeping it balanced and correcting it if it has issues, which I did. And I'm just so blessed, you guys. I'm so grateful for that experience. And, you know, now that was like, what, a good 10, 11 years ago that happened. And I feel thriving. Yeah, I feel so good. And, you know, I guess what I want to say, I'm not suffering from the chronic headaches and the migraines and stuff. Yes, once in a while. And then when I had my daughter, I had some, you know, hormone headaches, but not like the chronic of like literally in so much agony and pain because I corrected my pelvis. You know what I'm saying? And so I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about how the body works as a whole. Again, like I said, it's synergistic. It works together. And, you have all these tiny nerves in your nervous system that are innately working for you. You don't even have to ask them to do anything. Your body does the work for you. But when it has interference, then it doesn't work as optimal as we want it to. And so that's where chiropractic comes in. And so it's just a good invitation to you guys, wherever you're listening from, to find a good chiropractor and make it a part of your wellness, make it a part of your self-care, invest in it, because I promise it will pay you dividends. And remember, the things that you do now for your health, you will see, you know, 20 years down the road will manifest. So make that investment, make the good decision to get checked out by a chiropractor. And again, if you're local, you know, I'll kind of let you kind of end it with call to action, or if people want to come in.
If you're local and you mentioned hearing this podcast, I'll make sure. First off, that you ask for me at the office, I'll make sure we can get your exam at no cost to you to help you, not just to get you in the office, but more to just help make it easier so you can find out how chiropractic could be a benefit to you. If you wanted to look us up, we are betterlifechiropractic.net. Our number in Meridian, Idaho is 208-884-5000 as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Get in. And like I said, if you guys are listening and you're like, oh, we have resources everywhere. We are in part of a chiropractic network. We can find you a good chiropractor in your area that can really help you. And I love chiropractic, you guys. It saved me. So thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to my story. Again, I'll put some links and stuff down for my husband's office and the things we talked about in the show notes. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. And I will see you guys in the next podcast. High Vibe Mama is brought to you by Coffee and Supply Co. Looking for a new coffee experience? Try Coffee and Supply Co., located in Eagle, Idaho. It's family-owned and features a pour-over bar, a unique bites menu including vegan and gluten-free options, all locally sourced. Mention Speak Boise and receive 10% off any food and beverage. Visit coffeeandsupplyco.com or follow them at Coffee and Supply Co. Need help growing your business? It's what you don't know that will cost you. Tulu Peer Advisory Groups is here for every stage of your business growth. Find out more at talloo.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, HighVibeMama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.